Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service, along with the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, will recognize King Salmon as a tsunami-ready community, along with PG&E's Humboldt Bay Power Plant as a tsunami-ready supporter. The ceremony will be conducted during the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, 9 a.m. The tsunami-ready preparedness effort in King Salmon began back in 2007 with a community meeting organized by County Supervisor Jimmy Smith, identifying the needs and concerns of community members. That first meeting spawned an array of preparedness activities, including the first outdoor siren deployment in Humboldt County. Supervisor Jimmy Smith, along with colleague Ryan Sundberg, brought an agenda item to the supervisors' meeting last week that would consolidate economic development and natural resources with other county departments. The item was spurred by the pending resignation of Kirk Girard, who was left at the head of the diluted department once planning and building were removed from his responsibilities. Supervisor Smith gives some insight into why the item was brought forth.
So we put this agenda item together sort of hurriedly, and the one thing I regret is that we came up with a recommendation when the recommendation language should have been a little softer. We should have said this is an option or an alternative for the board members to look at, get some staff input, and see whether we want to move ahead with one of these other options. But it was, in fact, clearly it was a chance to look at whether we're going to be able to save some money, incorporate change, and do some consolidations that would benefit the public.
The board is currently in the process of recruiting a head for the Department of Planning and Building. The Chief Administrator's Office will now take some time to study the best options for the county, whether to consolidate economic development with the CAO and put natural resources under public works, to maintain the status quo, or to find another route in dealing with the issue. A captain in the Humboldt Bay Fire Department can give a big thank you to Cal Fire helicopter pilot on a training mission for helping a search and rescue team locate him in the Trinity Alps. Chris Jelinek was reportedly missing in Trinity County. After failing to return from a 20-mile run through the mountains, the Trinity County Search and Rescue Team was notified, and search and rescue dogs from Humboldt County were dispatched as well. Jelinek was found safe and sound in the New River drainage, and he was flown out to the command post. During the search, local emergency units were mobilized in case they were needed, including members of Humboldt Bay Fire, Arcata Fire, the Sheriff's Department, and civilian volunteers. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature two of eight candidates for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board. We ask the candidates what is the biggest challenge facing the district. Up first is Janice Olkin.
I think the biggest challenge right now is to maintain a really high level of education opportunities for the kids while staying within our budget constraints. Currently, I'm on the interim school board for the new district, and our superintendent, which is our county superintendent, he and the finance department just put the two budgets together, and we're at a $1.5 million deficit.
Marilyn Strill answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her answer.
Sadly to say, I think the budget is the biggest challenge. The governor keeps trying to decrease the money that they're giving us. And if this initiative doesn't pass in November, we'll lose $370 per student. And we've already had such tremendous cuts. It's really hard to keep the excellence in education going, along with the things that are very important to me, like sports, music, the arts. We've been blessed with employees that have gone above and beyond their duty to make sure that the students are receiving this, but it's really hard on employees, and we have to make sure that they don't burn out.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews at our website, KINS1063.com. With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.